There's only a certain amount of whatever I'd like to have out there, and other people are trying to get it as well. It's what I call the stage of the ego, when our primary emphasis is on what it's in it for me, and what are my quotas, and how can I get them. And this is the time of setting goals and so on. And many adults just stay in this stage. They become warriors, and they don't know how to go beyond that. But he said the next stage, or the archetype, is what he called the archetype of the statesman. And this is the time when we stop finally asking the question, what are my quotas? And we begin to say, what are yours? And rather than the internal mantra being, what's in it for me, it shifts to, how may I serve? And our primary emphasis moves away from my own self and into the area of serving. And ultimately, the highest stage, the ultimate archetype, is what he called the archetype of the spirit. And this is when we have a recognition of what it says in the New Testament, that you are in this world, but you are not of this world. That your true essence is not believing in finite resources, but infinite resources. And that there's an awareness that who I am is not this body, that I am really not, as Pierre Teilhard said, I'm not a human being having a spiritual experience. It's the other way around, that I'm a spiritual being having a human experience. And from the place of the spirit, we begin to not only serve, but to recognize that this is not our home, and that it isn't really even me that is doing that. Like even in the production of this book of mine, it was really my ultimate act of just surrendering and allowing it to flow through me. You know, athletes call this the zone, you know, when you get into the zone where everything just seems to work, and there's an overriding, like a spiritual objective, and you feel like you're connected to some kind of a source, and everything just seems to work. The right people show up, and so on. Because when you're inspired in life, when you're really inspired, everything seems to work for you. You don't think about your health. You don't think about how much money you have. You're not concerned about whether the right people are going to show up. None of that matters. Everything just seems to work. And the word inspired, of course, comes from in spirit. And when you're in spirit, you're at the highest archetype. And it is here that I think the transformation takes place.
Sometimes life is happening in such a way that it's hard to feel inspired. It's difficult if you're depressed or frustrated or feeling a sense of being out of it, you know, somehow life isn't working for
right.
me. What if you're in that place? How does one lift oneself out of that place and become inspired and live in spirit?
I think that it's really understanding this, what a simple thing called the law of attraction, really how it works, how you do manifest, how things show up in your life. I've often said to my audiences that what you really, really, really want, you'll get. And what you really, really, really don't want, you'll also get. Because what you are focused on internally in your mind is what you attract into your life. Like attracts itself to like. And so that if your mind is on what you don't want to materialize or manifest into your life, like the things that you've just described, depression, being unattractive, being poor, being addicted, being anything that you really don't like, and your thoughts are always on that, you can't manifest or create into your life from that. You can't attract a consciousness or abundance. From a scarcity consciousness, because the thought, you know, as you think, so shall you be, is what rules the world. So when you are in situations like that, your inner world, you have to, you know, once you know that what you think about is what expands, you have to get real careful about what you think about. And, you know, the ultimate is like, not only what you really, really want will show up in your life, and what you really, really don't want, if your attention is always on what you don't want, will show up, but what they want, that is, the tribe or all the people that are surrounding you want, will show up also. So you have to really be careful about whether or not your thoughts are on what other people have told you have to think, or what expectations have been laid on you by the tribe, or whether they're on what I really don't want to happen. You know, there's an estimate now that one out of every five people will be the victim of a robbery in our modern society. And we read about this, and our thoughts are on, gee, I don't want that. And we really have the very great possibility of attracting that very thing that we don't want, because our attention is on that very thing. And so it's like learning how powerful this inner world is, this world of thought, and this law of attraction is something I think that most of us have been conditioned to believe isn't within our control.
Well, if you